Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Wolf's Den today. Today we have JJ Roots in the studio, and that would be Jocelyn Parley and Mr. Jeff Gregg. Hello, guys.
Hi.
Welcome.
Hey, Wayne, good to see you again.
Yeah, good to see you guys again. Yeah. All back from Nashville.
Yeah.
From Tennessee.
That's right. Dollyville.
Yeah.
Right?
Dollywood.
Just outside Dollyville. There you go.
We thought it was Dollyville.
Yeah, Dollywood. Well, it should be Dollywood. Okay. And now you guys are down there for a very important reason.
That's right.
And I want to say congratulations.
Oh, thank you.
And I think they're going to have to change the name of the Josie Awards. Now, you guys won a Josie Award.
We did.
And you won it for Duo Recording of the Year.
No, actually, we won the overall category. So we won overall Folk Americana Duo Group of the Year. So,
oh my goodness, I read that all wrong. Yeah. Well, even more congratulations to you.
Thank you. We're really proud.
You know, you should be proud. I mean, and you guys, you know, a year is hard work.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, people say, oh, you can't do it. You can't do it. You get together and you put your butt to the grindstone and you can.
Well, you know what? Right. Well, you interviewed us almost a year ago at the studio.
Yes.
Right.
And we had three songs at that point that for the new album.
Yes.
And that was just, that's all we had.
Yeah.
And we played those live in the studio and you interviewed us and we were just at the formation of JJ Roots at that point.
That's right. Yeah.
And Jocelyn, we had interviewed you when you were on your own.
That's right, which would have been the fall before January,
yeah.
I think.
And now you guys found each other on the internet.
We did. It wasn't Plenty of Fish. It's not that kind of thing.
Reverb Nation. Who would have ever known?
That's right.
You know, but you know what? I always say that when you put something out to the universe listens to you and it gives you back what you need.
That's right. And it did in spades for me. Yeah. I know that. Yeah.
So, Jeff, you were producing music
and
doing stuff online and looking for people to produce music with them, and you were actually getting some of this stuff played over in the UK.
Yeah, I was. Actually, what I had been doing was I had been doing various podcasts. I had this Kiss Talk show I was doing with another guy. It's actually a video show. And through that process, I started getting into the recording process, like the recording software. Anyway, long story short, I started recording with a couple of artists in the Stewiacke area and honing my skills, you know, writing songs with them, producing songs with them, engineering the whole and mixing those songs, and then helping them promote themselves to internet radio stations in the United States, but also in the UK.
Wow.
The first time I was ever played on the radio was one of my songs on the show called The Highlander in Manchester, the United Kingdom.
Well, nice. Yeah. Well, now you're getting it played on CIOE.
You got it, Wayne.
And Jocelyn, you were looking for somebody that you could collaborate with.
That's right. I was looking for someone that with a very specific skill set that was really good at what they were doing. And also a great creator. And I found that in spades with Jeff, so I was super, super blessed.
Well, you know, I gotta say, I've listened to this CD, and then today I went back and I had a really, really deep listen to it. And the writing in this CD is phenomenal.
Well, thank you.
You just didn't sit down and write rhymes. You didn't sit down and write meaningless stuff. There's some really, really deep lyrics. I got a book full of them here, you know. And I mean, I've got to say that the maturity of the CD, from where it started, wow. The musicality of it, the guitar playing in it is fantastic.
Thank you,
Jocelyn. Your voice, my goodness, girl. You must go through a lot of honey. Okay. All right. Highway, honey. You must go through.
I'll tell you what. Like the partnership for myself with Jocelyn, I've never seen anybody put so much effort and work so hard at her craft and wordsmithing and thinking about music and thinking about the emotion that goes into music and the musicality of music. The storytelling of music and the word choice. She's got books and you know, with words and phrases written all through them.
Well, you know, right? there was phrases in this that just took me by surprise. Dashboard Jesus bouncing. You know,
and that's pretty well a story of my childhood. That whole song came out of, and it was. We tell this when we do a show to introduce the song Highway Honey. And it's basically a memory of mine that I have when I was very, very young, even before I started school, and came home one day in the summer, and my mom and my dad were packing up the van. I thought, oh, great, we must be going camping or something. And lo and behold, that camping trip turned out to be a trip across Canada.
Nice!
Yeah, and my mom, and we'd show up in these towns, and she would open the van and kick open her guitar, and she would start singing and playing, and people would throw money in, and I thought she was a rock star.
Right on.
I had no idea we were poor.
No, but you weren't poor.
I wasn't. I had no idea. It's one of the richest memories that I have.
And I was just going to say that's because you were so rich you didn't know you were poor.
That's right. Right? Exactly.
You know, money doesn't make people rich. That's Everybody right. thinks that chasing the carrot's the answer.
No.
We weren't put here to chase the carrot. We were put here to live, baby.
Exactly.
And enjoy the things around us. Yeah. Stop and smell the roses. That's an amazing story.
And grow a soul. That's what we're here to do. That whole song is basically childhood memories and a little snapshot of visions that I had when I was a kid.
And when you listen to the song, you know, Bobby McGee, mm-hmm. you know, yeah. Janis Joplin pops right up into your mind, and you know, and you think, hey, you know, that road trip, you know,
exactly.
I got Mommy shotgun.
Me Bobby exactly. Mommy, me, and Bobby McGee.
Mommy, me, and Bobby McGee.
Because we used to sing that, right? We used to be, you know, driving along, and all of a sudden, she'd pop in the A-track, I think it was at the time.
Oh, yeah. And you'd listen to the first half, and it would go click.
That's right.
And then you'd listen to the next part of the track.
Pick it up again.
Yeah.
That's what I am. He didn't know me that way. Shoopy, you know, I all of the lyrics in this CD, every single song tells a story. Mm-hmm. Every single song takes you from one place to another. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's not, again, it's not meaningless. It's not just a bunch of words. It's actually a story.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It's a journey. What's what we try? A journey in words, in thought, and in emotion as well. It's kind of the craft that I like to.
You're quoting "That's Who I Am" as the song you're quoting there, and that's one of the more fun, you know, the more frisky kind of songs on the album, if you will, right?
Frisky,
attitude, right?
Yeah.
But it's a simple message, but I remember when we wrote that together, and you largely wrote the lyrics for that song, but I remember we only had a few days to do it, because it was when we came back from Nashville last year.
That's right,
And we had 3 days to write a song and produce a song, get into a publishing house down there for a contest.
Yeah. Wow.
And I remember sitting there, we wordsmithed some of those phrases.
That's
And keeping the story and keeping it in keeping the integrity of it, right?
Yeah.
So
well, all right, ladies and gentlemen, let's listen to "That's What I Am," and we're also going to listen to the title cut, "Here Goes Something."
Awesome. That's Who I Am.
That's Who I Am.
That's it.
Actually, look at that. I was so excited I wrote the wrong thing.
Well, that's who I am. That's
there
right.
You go.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to listen to two excellent tunes right here on CIOE 97.5, home of East Coast music.
Boy, you're talking to me like you got something to say. Hindsight's 2020 and you ain't looking so pretty. You're a potion for disaster and it's such a pity. He thinks he knows me, but he don't know me that way. I'm complicated. Change. Taking me for granted was the last mistake he made. Trigger, sometimes I shoot. for I am. But I rise from the ashes, nothing can dull my flame. I water in my blood, breathing lightning in my veins. A phoenix soul that burns like the sun, a whiskey wild hot hunting. That's who I am.
Welcome back to the Wolf's Den, ladies and gentlemen. We have JJ Roots in the studio today. And we just listened to That's Who I Am. And Here Goes Something. Now, that was the title cut. And one of the lines in that is, fill their hearts with kindness. You know, I mean,
yeah.
If we could get everybody to do that, what a great place we'd live in.
It'd be a beautiful world.
Now, what they're saying, I love Jesus, but I've been known to drink a few. I love that. I just, you know, it to me, it's like, okay, you're real.
Yeah, and that's just it. We all are.
You know, I mean, but that's it. But why do people have such a hard time with that, I wonder?
I'm not sure. You know, it's a struggle that each individual has, I guess.
You know, my doctor said it best. You know, she said we all have a vice.
Yeah.
She said, doesn't matter what it is. We all have a vice of some sort.
That's what makes us human.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You know, and I mean, and that's what makes us human, and it's okay.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah.
Now, so we're going to listen to what they're saying, and what's it going to take? Now, talk is cheap. Huh? Time to get busy and change our names.
Change our lanes. Yeah.
Change our lanes.
Yeah. You know, I mean, there was a... again... You know, your songs talk about people and what we do in our lives.
Yeah.
And how we see things and how if we just look 2 degrees to the right.
Yeah.
Or to the left, we would see things so much differently.
That's right.
But we're so rigid.
We are rigid, I think. A lot of us are. You know, but that changes, I think, over time. I think time has a really good way of changing the way that we look at the world. And that happens through experiences, good and bad. So
exactly. Yeah. I mean, I know that I don't look, act, or respond to things anywhere near the way I did 25, 30 years ago.
That's right. Yeah.
What was a crisis then is now is like a 5-minute interruption in my day.
That's right.
Right?
Yeah.
You know, what was high drama,
yeah.
You know, is like now is low on the scale.
Yeah.
Right?
That's
we
right.
Just don't need it. Now, going back to your songwriting, do you guys both write together? Do you write separate? How does this work with JJ Roots?
Well, that changes based on the song, but we pretty well write together.
Yeah,
the way
we write, we if you look at that album and the 4 or 5 or 6 songs we're working on now, we've written in different ways, but we start off with 1 or 2 ways. Usually, like I said, I'll come up with some ideas on the guitar at home.
Mm-hmm.
We live in different places, so I'll write guitar parts at home. I'll come up with little ideas. I don't write too much. I just write an idea. I'll record it on my phone, and I'll send them to Jocelyn, and she'll put them in an electronic file. And literally what she'll do is she'll periodically go through those electronic files and just play them. And then when something resonates with her, something that means something to her, or something that resonates with an idea, she'll pull that out, and then we get together, and we start working on that idea.
Yeah.
The other way we do it is that you have just lyrical ideas, thoughts that are, like, for instance, you mentioned What's It Gonna Take. That started off with a very disastrous situation in Florida that bothered Jocelyn immensely.
Yeah.
She couldn't even sleep for days.
3 days.
3 days she couldn't sleep.
For 3 days.
Right? So she had this idea and this vision for this message.
Yeah.
And I remember when we wrote that song, it was literally, you started writing the lyrics for it and the idea of what the message was going to be.
Right.
And it was no chords. It was, can you play something like this? Can you play something like that? Oh, can you go up here?
Yeah, yeah.
Can you go back over there?
Yeah.
Now, can you do one of those runs that you do? Go higher.
Do that thing that you do. Yeah, that's it, right?
But,
you know?
But here's the thing is he's great at interpreting that and doing amazing things with it. And then it turns out to be so right. So right, and what my vision or what I'm hearing or feeling, and you know, it's just that it's that magical thing that happens when we get together. It's like two energies coming together to make something that's.
I think you're all possessed myself.
Well, you know, it's like
you know, there are people that take medication to get those words out of their head. Okay, I'm one of them, but I can never put them into a song. But.
Yeah, well, I stopped the medication, so there you go. That's what happened.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Jeff. I'm sorry.
Well, no, I was going to say that song, What's It Going to Take, is a great example of sort of epitomizes kind of how we work together. You know, it was really Jocelyn had this idea. She had a lyrical. I didn't touch the lyrics really on that one at all in the melody, but it was really that was bringing together all of our backgrounds.
Yeah.
You know, because that song's one of our most rocky songs on the album.
Yeah,
it is.
It's got a lot of soul in it from the early 70s, right?
Yeah. But it needed it. It needed that because it's the message behind it and the intention and just the strength in which you wanted to deliver that message. It needed that punch.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Well, you know, again, I could say it a million times, it amazes me, the songwriting process, but the universe has put you two together for a reason, and, I mean, you got to love the internet.
Yes.
I mean, think, you know,
Thank goodness.
You could, I mean, you don't live that far apart, right?
No, we're 20 minutes apart, but we'll spend two or three times a week on Skype together, yeah. You know, talking about business.
But right? that's the point that I'm trying to make. 15, 20 years ago, you could have been 20 minutes apart and never, ever met.
That's right.
One of my guitar heroes is Tommy Emmanuel, and his mentor was Chet Atkins. And when they connected, they used to write music by letter.
Yeah. Now, I would have never thought that you were a Tommy Emmanuel fan. I mean, you have your guitar signed how many times by him?
Three times.
Oh, my.
Yeah. The other one.
I think the only
we went backstage together.
Yes,
some, yeah.
I think the only person that I know that's probably been around Tommy Emmanuel that much is Bill Elliott, and that's on stage.
Oh, is that right? Oh yeah. Oh wow. I'd give a lot for that.
Well, you know, but again,
yeah,
you have somebody that you look up to and that you aspire to.
Yeah.
Together, I think JJ Roots. Hits it right on the head.
You know what we share? What we share is the love of the craft.
Yeah.
So like she works, like I said earlier, how hard she works at her vocals and her lyric writing. And I work, not as hard, but I work very hard on improving my ability to translate music. You know, I can play things, when we got together last year, I can play things today that are far surpassing anything I could have done last time.
Yeah.
We met back in last September.
So we both continue to grow.
Yeah.
Oh, listen, anybody has to do is pick up the CD. If they've known you before, they've known how much you've grown. I was blown away by the complete and total up of everything. Like, you guys took this up, not one notch, not two, but bang, way, way, way up there.
Thanks, Wayne.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, let's listen to what they're saying and what's it going to take right here in the Wolf's Den on CIOE 97.5, the home of East Coast music.
I'm not hurting anyone. Tempted to tell them where to put my scarlet letter. But my Bible says they're really not all that much better. just a simple girl. I'm not hurting anyone. So I don't care what they're all saying. Keeping track of all the things I've done. I'm really not all that complicated. I'm just a simple girl. I'm not hurting anyone. Just a simple girl having a little fun. Yeah, left for kids to play. Another headline fueled by violent rage. Every good of society torn and frayed. See tear-soaked faces showing the strain. 17 souls just ripped. Freedom of arms has a hefty price to pay. Mothers cry as she mourns a baby. What's it gonna take? What's it gonna take? Talk is cheap and nothing's gay. What's it gonna take? What's it gonna take? To face the mirror and stop the change. Idiot friends is like a hurricane. Solutions destroyed by all the blame. Tragedy unites a common strain. Time to get busy and change our lanes. What's it gonna take? What's it gonna take? Talk is cheap and nothing's gay. What's it gonna take? What's it gonna take? Face the mirror and stop the change. What's it gonna take? What's it gonna take? Talk is cheap. What's it gonna take? What's it gonna take? To face the mirror and start the change. Face the mirror and start the change.
Welcome back to the Wolf's Den, ladies and gentlemen. We got JJ Roots in the studio today with their newest CD, Here Goes Something. Now, guys, I got to tell you, like we've been talking already, for me, the maturity of this CD, for a first CD, is, wow, way up there.
Thank you.
You don't get this kind of musicality and this depth of lyrics a lot of times in a first CD, and certainly not with a new group. And I'm going to call you a new group because, basically you've been together for a little bit less than a year or close to,
just on a year now
because I remember, like we were talking, it was September last year and you guys had just gotten together then.
Yes.
That's right.
Right? Yeah. So good on you for a year.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Holy cow.
Thank you. Been a whirlwind.
You know, keep up the good work. And you know, Runaway, this next song coming up, Shadows Fall Away, As the Sun Licks My Skin, Battle the Urge to Give In. I mean, you know, they're simplistic lyrics, but at the same time, in the context of the song, they're so deep.
Yeah
You know, like the subliminal messages in every one of your songs is, you know, it can really tell, for me, I can tell what kind of a person you are listening to the lyrics. I can tell what kind of empathy you have in your body for the human breed, and you have a lot.
I do, yes, yeah.
You know, you're a very caring soul, and it really comes through in your music.
Yeah, well, we all go through things in life, and, you know, no one's perfect, and we all have our moments where we kind of, you know, turn into ourselves and kind of concentrate just on ourselves.
Yeah.
But I've learned, life has taught me that the most important thing that you can do is be empathetic.
Yeah.
And through that, to me, was a gift, because that gives me the ability to create the words and stream things together that helps me attached to people and relate. So.
Yeah, the world was teaching me empathy, and it was teaching me to slow down and to look at things a little different. And I don't know, I guess maybe I wasn't doing it fast enough for the universe. So, you know, the universe has put some things in my path that have taught me. I don't think I'm the same person I was 6 months ago. As a matter of fact, I know I'm not.
Yeah.
And I know that my patience and my empathy have gone up way, way, way up. My producer's laughing in the background. He says, yes, I'm not the same. I'm just a little weirder than I was 6 months ago. But no, life teaches you lessons. And like I said, Jocelyn and Jeff, both of you, in the songs, it comes through. The guitar playing in this is... just, I've got in my notes, picking the guitar, this, that, everything. So, all right, ladies and gentlemen, no more talk. Let's listen to Runaway and You're So Bad off of Here Goes Something from JJ Roots, right here in the Wolfstead on CIOE 97.5.
Precious coins of time and the tension of this life pound at the walls of your mind. Moments when you battle to catch your breath buried deep in your chest, and your soul just prays to confess softly, man, there's only one thing you ache to do. Run away. Run away. Run away. Let's run away. My skin, time seems to soften a heart made of tin. Your touch lingers in my bed, promise tangled up in thread. I can no longer stand up, pretend I'm more than a coward, so I battle the leads to giving. Run away.
You're so bad, can't help but need you.
welcome back to the Wolf's Den, ladies and gentlemen. Ladies and gentlemen, today we have had JJ Roots, and that is Ms. Jocelyn Parlay and Mr. Jeff Gray in the studio with their newest CD, Here Goes Something. Now, guys, other than going down and winning that big award down there, what aspirations have you got? Now, I know that you're going to be at Music Week Nova Scotia.
No.
You're not going.
No.
No nominations there either. You're like CIOE, eh? None, eh?
Yeah, none. We put in for a showcase, but yeah. I think they were inundated and
We're not going this year. But
okay, and now there was a little chatter earlier about the ECMAs.
Yeah, we're getting ready for next May's ECMAs at this stage, so we're planning for that. We've got our application in for showcases and potential
you
awards.
And you put in for the biggest stages that they have, right?
We put in for the ones that the appropriate, felt that we could fit in for this year.
That's right.
Well, personally, I think you can fill the big stage, but that's just me. I might be a little biased.
Well, we know we can fill it. It's not a question.
There you go. Now, I know people out there want to know how they can find JJ Roots, and I know some of them will probably want to hire you. So how can people find you?
You can get us on our Facebook page.
Yes, right? Just JJ Roots Music, so you just search that on Facebook, or you can just go to check out the... You just do search, really, a Google search for JJ Roots, and we pop right up.
Okay.
But our website is www.jjrootsmusic.com.
Yeah. Excellent, and now what's on the go?
We've got a big show this coming Thursday, right next Thursday at CIOE.
Oh!
All right, so it's a thank you to the fans for our Josie Music Award.
Yeah.
So what we brainstormed, we came up with an idea to play a free show for people who have supported us, and we're doing it Facebook Live at CIOE.
Yeah.
There's a few VIPs that have been invited to that. But it's a Facebook Live event, so it's a bit of a unique sort of approach to things. So we're gonna go be there for an hour and a half playing original music and some covers
and
talking to people.
Yeah, so it's interactive. It's Thursday, October 11th.
And I think this is a first for CIOE as well.
It is. And you will see our promo is on our Facebook page right now and our YouTube page for that particular event.
That's right.
We just secured a really cool booking in St. John, New Brunswick, at the Cornerstone. So we have an event. They're called JJ Roots Live at the Cornerstone, November 16th.
Excellent.
And that's a venue that's used for, that was a reclaimed church, a big church that these people took over, did a magnificent job renovating it, and now they do weddings and corporate events, and we are their first ever public event.
Fantastic.
On November 16th.
Yeah. Excellent.
So they have capacity anywhere between 400 and 800 people there.
Right on.
So we're going to St. John in November to play
that.
We have another very special home concert that we're not at liberty to talk about
right
now.
Well, people can anticipate an announcement.
Take a look at our Facebook page in our events section, and you'll see that once we make that announcement, it'll be there. And we're pretty vocal when it comes to making announcements.
Excellent. And people should check out Martin Hickey's show, East Coast After Dark, and
East Coast Fresh.
He's been showing you there.
Yeah, he sure has.
And
yeah.
Mr. Ron James has been having you on his show as well.
Yeah.
So ladies and gentlemen, there's lots of good shows out there on CIA. K. Breton Calling. We've got a bluegrass show with Nancy Keddy. So, there's lots of shows out there. JJ Roots. Hey, get out to a show to see JJ Roots. All right? I guarantee you won't be disappointed at all. They're excellent people. They're very friendly. You can go up to them and talk to them.
Oh, we welcome that.
And they welcome that. And besides that, ladies and gentlemen, they play excellent music. And we're going to be supporting East Coast Music. So get out to a live show. Check out their website. Go find out where they're playing. Go and talk to them and tell them the Wolfman at CIOE told them to come and see us. So, all right. So, ladies and gentlemen, as we always say right here on the Wolf's Den, please, please be kind to one another. Be nice and always, always, always hug the ones you love. All right, ladies and gentlemen, a special treat for you right here in the studio. JJ Roots is going to play us a live tune to go out.
There is a house in
caught the rising sun and spent the ruin of many a poor soul. And God, I know I'm one.
My mother was a tailor. She
now.
plan. Daddy was a gambling man. Mama rolled the dice and I came up fast. Dotted lines and miles of fans in a beat up dusty van. I'm a liberated child, I'm a traveling band. Woo!
Wow.